You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Produced by the iLab at WBUR Boston.
This is Kind World from WBUR. This week, we've got a story from NPR and WBUR's Only a Game. Here's Matthew Stock.
Growing up, Matthew Christian loved collecting baseball cards.
I was one of those kids that just, you know, would nag and nag and nag until, you know, my mom or somebody would buy me those baseball card packs. I probably have around, I'd say 50,000 baseball cards.
Matthew's 40 now, but his love for baseball cards hasn't faded. This year, he started his own business, a network for card collectors. People message him, and he tracks down the cards they're looking for. A few months ago, Matthew was at his house in Montana, going through his inbox, when he saw a message from a man named Patrick Friel in Jacksonville, Florida.
Hey, I'm looking for my son's cards. And I didn't recognize the name quite at first. And I said, well, you know, where'd they go? I'm thinking, okay, who took his son's cards and where'd they go? You know, what do you mean?
Before long, Matthew realized that Patrick wasn't looking for his son's missing collection. He was looking for cards of his son, Ryan Friel, a former Major League Baseball player with a reputation for leaving it all on the field.
He tries to punt, pops it up. Friel gives chase, dives in front of the camera well, and hangs on. Walker tags.
He wanted to get out there and kick butt. Reckless abandon. He'd go bounce off a wall if he could catch the ball.
That's Patrick, Ryan's father. He says fans would chant Friel for Real every time his son sacrificed his body to make a spectacular play. But this all-out hustle came with consequences. Ryan was diagnosed with at least 10 concussions during his baseball career. And with head injury after head injury, Ryan's health got worse. Patrick says Ryan became forgetful and irritable after he retired in 2010. He battled depression and alcoholism, and on December 22, 2012, Ryan took his own life. He was 36 years old. After his death, Ryan was diagnosed with CTE, a condition that can cause the brain to deteriorate.
His brain, it looked like a Dalmatian puppy. It had black marks all over it.
Ryan's three daughters were very young when their father died, so Patrick decided to create a special way for them to remember their dad, which is why he contacted Matthew Christian.
He had said, my son died tragically too young, and I'm looking for his baseball cards for my three granddaughters. I said, you know what, Mr. Friel? I've seen all kinds of generous things the sports card community has done for other people. I know they're going to step up and help this cause.
Matthew sent out messages to a few private collectors on Facebook, asking them to send him their Ryan Friel cards. He planned to send them to Patrick. In the meantime, he dug through his own collection.
And I could not find a single one, unfortunately.
Out of 50,000 cards, you didn't have a single one?
I didn't have a single Ryan Friel card.
But a fellow collector shared Matthew's post on Twitter, and others joined the search. Hundreds of others. Matthew remembers the first envelope that came in the mail.
At first, it was actually packaged with not enough postage. I think I owed the mailman like $2.60 or something. It was a plain white envelope, and it was just a stack of cards, I think, with a rubber band around them.
The cards kept coming in. At one point, Matthew was receiving 15 packages a day, some from as far away as Honduras. Most of the cards were commonplace, but others, like a shimmering, one-of-a-kind card he received, would make an avid collector's eyes light up.
They made one of this card, and that is it. It's the golden ticket, probably his highest value card, if I had to guess. And somebody was willing to send that and donate it to the family. So, pretty incredible.
The outpouring of support for the Friel family hasn't stopped at baseball cards. Anything commemorating Ryan's baseball career has shown up on Matthew Christian's doorstep.
I've gotten Ryan Friel jerseys, an 8x10 photo of Ryan, autographed by Ryan. I've gotten 3 or 4 baseballs he signed. I got a baseball from a gentleman that said, hey, Ryan flipped this baseball to me at the end of a game when I was 6 years old.
Along with the cards and the memorabilia, people have also written personal letters to the Friel family, sharing fond memories of Ryan's playing days and admiration for the player who gave his all to baseball.
Humanity can be awesome, and that's what happened in this case. Somebody saw this and said, you know what, I'm going to share this, and it's going to reach hundreds of thousands of people, and they did, and then multiple people did.
In mid-August, Ryan's father, Patrick, received a box in the mail, postmarked from Montana.
Well, it came in, and my God, was it heavy. At least 30 or 40 pounds. Oh, my God, I've never seen so many cards. 250 different cards times 20 to 30 each. There was some there I didn't even know about.
Over the past few months, Patrick has sorted the cards into 3 identical binders, one for each of his granddaughters as Christmas presents. He wants to ensure that his son's legacy is passed on. He says he couldn't have done this without Matthew Christian's help. And Matthew plans to pass on every keepsake honoring Ryan's memory.
I don't plan to keep one card.
Even to just commemorate this whole endeavor that you've been on?
Nope, not at all. You know, really, I just want to see the smile on the girls' faces. That's it.
Thanks to Matthew Stock for our story this week. Learn more about Only a Game at wbur.org/onlyagame. You can listen to more Kind World at wbur.org/kindworld and on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Be sure to like and follow us on Facebook and Twitter at wburkindworld. And if you have a story of profound kindness, we'd love to hear it. Send us an email to kindworld@wbur.org. I'm Yasmeen Ammer. Thanks for listening.